We on Daf Daled Omed Aleph, four lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanon Madlin Liyrokes Kedei La'eichlon. One is permitted to be Doyle. Now Doyle is with a keli, to water Yerokes Kedei La'eichlon. If his intentions are to eat them, the Mekiyosef says that Kedeshi, when one waters them before, Kedeshi Yerakin V'toivim V'noichim Lehizbashel. You can cook them better. If they're watered the day before, they get softer, they're cooked better. So Madlin L'Yerokes Kedei La'eichlon. If the purpose is liyafoisan, so then it is also. Let us see Rashi. Madlin liyerokes, mashme shuhudoyle mayim, umashke liyerokes, kedei laoichlon b'choylei shalmoy. He's doyle mayim. Vimbishvil liyafoisan, שיגדלו הירוקס עושה, והלווכה היא. That it is a הלווכה. Now, the Keren Eire is medayik from Rashi. The other Rishonim don't learn like Rashi. The Taisus HaRosh says klo. We had learned on that Beis Amed Aleph, that b'mokim hefsid, that one is permitted to be mashke abeis hashlochin, abol loimi me'akshamim v'loimi me'akilayin, because when you're doyle mayim, that is a tirche yiseira, that is osar afilu b'mokim hefsid. So other rishonim learn, madlin liyerokis kedei la'oichlon, that means we're speaking about from a kiloin. Nemesis Taisus and Amit Beis also says this. Let us see Taisus woman, madlin liyerokis mi mokim omoik kori dilui. It's called dilui from a mokim, that's a kiloin. Va'av al-gav di ika tirche yisere bishvil lechel li tiru. So Taisus learns pshat. Let's not go further. But Taisus learns pshat that they were matter atirchi yisera, which b'mokim hefsid they weren't matter, but tzayre chachila they were matter atirchi yisera. That is how Taisus learns. Now Rashi says v'im bishvil liyafeisam. So other Rishonim say, Lav davke bishvili yafoisim, af lebamokim hefsid etzosa. And that would be the double v'ifuchay. That means, l'tzayrech achile, they were matter afilu atirchi yiseire. And bishvili yafoisim means anything that's not a tzayrech achile, afilu it is bamokim hefsid. Now Rashi says, v'im bishvili yafoisim sheyigdalu hayerokais. Also, he wants, he's not going to eat them, he wants that he should grow better. The Havochehi, in Rashi, Bechlal does not speak about the problem of Tirchi Yisere. Now, why doesn't Rashi mention this? So, the Matzeves Moshe says, Pshat and Rashi, we'll understand the Rashi later also, that Rashi held the whole Issa to be doyle is only if one is doyle from mekshamim or from a boy, a kiloin, which is a deep boyer, then there is a tirche involved. But if one is doyle from a mayon bechlal, there's no tirche involved. There's no tirche to be doyle from a mayon. So memele. So therefore, Rashi said that abobamokim havocha, that is also. Shigdu la'irok is also the havochi. And And it would seem that we had mentioned last week the Shitas HaRaivit, that everything is very relative, that the Tirche is Mechuven Keneged the Hefsid. So a melee, a larger Hefsid, there is permitted a larger Tirche, a smaller Hefsid. So a melee, then you only need a smaller Tirche. And if the Tirche is more than the Hefsid, so then it is awesome. So that is what Rashi seems to be saying over here. Rashi is saying that Letzaira Chachile, Madlun Liyarokesh, it's not such a big Tirche, Letzaira Chachile, they were matter. Vimbishvili Yafoison, Sheyigdulu Hayarokesh, also Bahavochi. So here we're speaking about, that means, even though, since the Tzairech is not a Choshevit Tzairech, it's Havoche Baume, so even though it's a Tirche Muetes, Afopikain, this is also. Bemisin Taisvis also says this. Taisvis says, Avol Liyavois, Afilu Leke Tirche, Lohitiru. So Taisvis also, now Taisvis wants to say we're going on two extremes. Madlul Liyarokis is Afilu Baye Tirche Yisayre. That's a tirchi yisayr. It's also permissible. Rashi Bemison doesn't say anything. Shudai l'mayma mashkilokis de l'oichlon b'chayle shalmoy. But that's how Taisus says. Taisus says, speaking about two different cases, that madlin for achile, afilo tirchi yisayr is permissible. And here it is also, even though there's no tircha. Ravine v'rabe teisro have ka'ozli b'ulche. Chozu lohu gavre davidoli davle b'choyloi demayada. That someone was doyle b'choyla moyed. What does Rashi say? Davidoli davle, doyle Loyes mayim liyrokes, vachachomim lehitiru ki im lebeis ashlochim bilvat. The only matter for a beis ashlochim, this is not a beis ashlochim. So here the Rishash asks Akashe, a beis ashlochim to be doil is also. That is that one is not permitted. That's what we heard in the Mishnah. Veloimi mehakilain, that this is also. So this the Matzevus Moshe says, that Rashi held the whole Issa is only from a kilein, may a kilein, which is a make shomim, but a may mayim bimokim hefsid, it is muta. A may mayim bimokim hefsid is muta. Letzer rechile it is muta. Liafoisan is us. And here was letzer rechile. Omalei rabbi teisvo le ravine, but rabbi teisvo held that Letzer Chachil is also Osa. Is Leise Ma'al Leshamte, that we should put him in Cheirim for being over on this Issa. He held this is also Letzer Chachil. Omalei Vohasanye Madlin Liyerokes Kedei Le'oichlon. He says, we learned Tabaraisa. That's Tana Rabbana. Madlin Liyerokes, you're allowed to be Doyle Liyerokes. If you want to eat it, kedei loichlam, so why you want to put this person in cheirim? Omalei, misavres, my madlin, my, yulem shat de barais, it means one is permitted to be doile mayim, letzaira chachile. My madlin, shlufi. The translation of madlin is shlufi. What does that mean? So Rashi says, "Ksha'yerokeis ritzufim." If the yerokeis are crammed together, noitel mehem mi bentayim. So he takes out some yerokeis. That's the tayshluf. He's taking it out. So now that's pshat in the baraisa. Le'oichlon muta. If the purpose of taking out, he wants to eat them. So Baxim, one of the Mephoshim explains, if he wants to eat them, he doesn't have to take them out in such a way that it should make spaces between the rows of yerokis. He can take it from the side also. No, he has that in Zinnin also. He has in Zinnin by taking it out in the middle, so those which are there will grow better. But if it is la'oichlon, mutter. If the purpose is la'oichlon, then it's mutter. Le'yafoysan also, b'shvil le'yafoysan, oysam shanishorim. But if the only purpose is le'yafoysan, this is also. So Madlin, they never were matter to be mashke al yedeidli. That they never were matter. Lemi boy according to Tosis, v'tzatircha yeseire. No, they're speaking about Madlin, that means we are thinning out the cramped yerokes. That's the Taitz Madlin. And we have a similar lotion, kedisnan hameidal bikfanim. If a person is meidal bikfanim, so Rashi says, toilish bikfanim, sheyeshnam biyachad yoser midai, the vines are very close together, there's too much. Here we're not speaking about chalamot, we're speaking about matnas anim. Is kishem shuhu meidal bishaloi, kachu meidal bishal anim. Just like he is permitted to thin out the kfanim, the eshkoilos, the clusters of grapes, for himself. That means he wants to thin it out so the remaining grapes should grow bigger and better. Kach hu meidal b'shelaniyim. So he can go and take out the clusters of grapes. That is momen aniyim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Rameir says his grapes, he can do whatever he wants with them. But the momen aniyim, he has no right to do anything with their momen. We'll soon explain what the machlokes is. Bishal aniyim bepeya inami oilelis, she'ein lo leikosei v'loi notev. So he sees that there's clusters of grapes which are not his, which will be momen aniyim. So memele, so that's we have a machloikis Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda, if he's permitted to be meidal by the anovim of the aniyim. Rameir says that Rabbi Yehuda says meidlo k'mekshem shu meidlo b'shaloi kachu meidlo b'shal aniyim, and Rameya holds b'shaloi rashoi b'ein rashoim b'shal aniyim. So the Keren Eira and others bring down a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi explains what is the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya. So the Yerushalmi says as follows, that be'emison, here it's speaking about that he wants that the remaining clusters of grapes should grow better. And that's why he's taking out these. The Kerneira says that what he takes out he'll also give to the aniyim. I mean, that's not it. This is momen aniyim. Now the shaila is, what balabos are you to decide how the grapes should grow? They say, maybe for the, you would like to have big clusters of grapes. Maybe by the aniyim it's more choshev, they have smaller clusters and they're crammed together, but there's, could be there's more to eat. So how are you, a balabos, to dictate how the grapes, which is momen aniyim, should grow? So the Yerushalmi says that the machloikis of Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda is, in the chelik aniyim, is it considered ki'ilu he's shutvim with the aniyim? Or is it considered that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds, medame aniyim l'shituv, so just like we're shutvim in the grapes which are growing, so a shutif can take care of the dvorim amishutofim, even though it's mevurur that this will go to Ranim. And Rameyer medama lemoicher. Rameyer holds that it's similar to a moicher. That means this is theirs. You have no right to balabatav in theirs. This is theirs. You're not allowed to touch theirs. So forget about it. That is the machloikis. Now let us see Taisvis. Kach meidal bishel aniyim. Dechi osa rachmona likach oilulitz. Either teira asa, you're not allowed to take oilulitz. Ani mili bishas betzire. Kedersiv kisivzer karmecha loisa oilul. Iser oilulitz alayum. So the Kalneira says he doesn't understand what Taisva says. He says, what does Taisva mean? Taisva says, Bishas Betzire, then there's an Isser to take Oilulis. First of all, it's not like the Yerushalmi. It seems he's taking it for himself. And he says, if he's taking it for himself, so that is Shas Betzire. He doesn't understand. Whenever he's taking it, that's the Shas Betzire. And how's he allowed to take it for himself? It's Momen Aniyim. So the Matzevus Moshe wants to say that Taisus is zicher going with the Yerushalmi. No, Taisus means to say as follows, that when does it become Momen Aniyim Legamri Bishas Betzire? Bishas Betzire, then it becomes Momen Aniyim. Now, since Lamaise, as yet, he didn't start harvesting the eshkoilos, the clusters of grapes, it's before the Shas Betzire. So here Rameyeh held, so we can consider that it is not, even though it's oimet to become Momen Aniyim, but the vow we cannot say, since it's before the Betzire, he's not harvesting the eshkoilos yet, so there Rav Yehuda held that they have a din shutvim. They're only considered shutvim in the Eshkoilis, and since they're considered shutvim, so he has a right to balabatve and the chelik aniyim also to decide how it should grow. And he wants to say, could be Rameyer that says that he doesn't have a right, so he says, even though it did not as yet become completely momen aniyim, but could be Rameh l'shitos yodz a geirim l'momen k'momen domi, so there's already a din of momen aniyim. If it's momen aniyim, so there's hands off. You're not allowed to chep in balabatave with the tvu and the shkailis, which is now momen aniyim. Al koponim, so we hear over here, Rabbi Taisvo told Ravine that you're learning long pshat in this baraisa. That what it says, that one is permitted madlin liyorokis kedei laochlom, is only speaking about, you're never allowed to be mashke, to be doyle mayim, to be mashke, according to Taisvis, and that philosophy you say that, you're never allowed to do. It just means you're allowed to pull it out, even though the others will grow better. If you're pulling it l'tzayich achila, this is permissible. Amalei, so he told them, "Vasanya madlim mayim liyerokes kedei laoichlam." There's a baraisa that says, "Klo madlin mayim," that you're allowed to be doyle mayim. It's not the way you say it's. That it's speaking about that he's just pulling out, he's pulling out some yerokis, that there should be more space left over for the yerokis on his shores. Omalei, he said, no, itanya, tanya, I didn't know if there's such a baraisa, so then you're right, so then this is permissible. We had further in the Mishneh, ve'ein oisin ugyeis legafanim. Ugyeis, Rashi says, Igel soviv, k'moy og uge, v'omav b'soicha. B'didin, we'll see later in the sugyat nami, hein gumeis, these are the types of gumeis ba'oretz that the water used to accumulate in these ugyeis, and this was good for the gfanim. So we had in the Mishnah, Ve'ein oisen ugyois lekfanim. My ugyois, Omar Rav Yehuda, banki. What is banki? So Rashi says, Boirois tachas akfonim, these are ditches underneath the kfonim, v'zeisim, v'noisim, behemayim. So you're not allowed to do this. Tamye nami hochi elu hein ugyeis badidin shebeikrei zeisim badidim, these are types of boires, of ditches, shebeikrei zeisim v'shebeikrei gefanim. So the Gemara asks, eini for Rav Yehuda shori livnei bar tzisoi lemevad banki lekameyim, that Rav Yehuda was matter that they were permitted to make banki lekameim, they're permitted to make these ugyis. So the Gemara answers, loikashe ho bechadeti v'ho ba'atiki. It matters. What does Rashi say? Tzisoi mokim lemevad banki ugyis v'heichi shori, but nan ein oisin ugyis, how is he permitted to be matter? Ho bechadeti. Shemei oilam loy hoyu sham ugyis. If there never were ugyis there, osa lasais becholei shalmoid diketilchi yisera. So bechadeti, that means to make fresh these ditches. That's atilchi yisera, and that is also avol atiki shekva hoyu loy sham ugyis. There were ugyis v'nistemu, and then they got stuffed up. Is muta lachzer ulachayfran b'chayli shalmoyed, then one is permitted to redig them. That's not called atirchi yisera. I just want to start the next sugi, then we'll go back to Rashi. The Gemara says, Rabbi Lezer ben Azarya oimer ein oisin esa amo. We have in the Mishnah a machloikis between Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah and the Chachamim. Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah said, "Ein oisin esa amo bitchilo b'moyit." One is an amo is a canal, which used to be around the fields. The canal used to be an amo wide, an amo thick. That's why it was called an amo, 6 tefachim wide, 6 tefachim thick, deep. And chalamoid, one is not permitted to make it. Ubishviyas, and shviyas also one is not permitted to make an amo. Bitchila. Vachachamim oimrim, oisin es ha'amo bitchila bishviyas. You're right, and chalamoid, one is not permitted to make an amo bitchila. But in shviyas, one is permitted to make. And mesaknin esamikul kolois b'moy. But if you had an amo, which was already, there once was an amo, and it became mikulkul, it became stuffed up, then one is permitted to be mesaknin esamikul kolois. So we have here in our Mishneh, amachleikis, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, and the Chachomim, if in Shviyas one is permitted to make an amo mitchila. So now let us see the Gemara a little further. So the Gemara says, "Bishloime moyed mishum de katorach." Now I understand why one is not permitted to make mitchile an amo and chalamoid, because it's a tirche yisere. So memela, therefore, is also elo shviyis my time. But Shviyas, when we had learned the Mishnah, we had mentioned then from the Meiri, by Shviyas, there's no Iser Tirche. A person's allowed to do difficult work on Shviyas. It's not a Yontif. The whole Iser is Avodas HaKarka. Whatever falls into the together of Avodas HaKarka, That is also. What doesn't fall together of Avodas HaKarka is mutter. If it's shofsa oretz, it's permissible. So the Gemara asks, so why can you not make a canal in Shviyas? Even though there's a tirche yisere, there's no reason why it should be also. Now before we go further, I'd just like to say over the Keren Eiriz Akasha, we had a Rashi and Daf Gimel Omed Aleph. Rashi and Daf Gimel Omed Aleph asks Astirim, Hikashke Istachas Azeisim Vulo Yeda. The Imtikshe here it says that Idor is Osa. The Imtikshe Ha Osa Idor Lael. Katoritz Ha Osa Idor Lael. Hikashke Istachas Azeisim Vulo Yeda. Just one second. We had before Yochel. That was the Havamina. Yochel, the Moses says, Yevchom lach, Yochel, lo yekashke ishtachas azeisim, lo yeda tachas akfanim. I would think that Idor is also, so the Gemara says, see a bechla lo yisav lo me yotzu la kishala lo imloch mazriya me yichedes avaydish shebesodesh shebekerem av kol she avaydish shebesodesh shebekerem. So the Gemara answered that that's only also something that applies in avodah shebesod shebekerem, and something that's not shebesod shebekerem, but not by both, so it is mutter. So Rashi is a kashvim tiksha ha'osa idoleil katoritz lekamon beugyes. The Gemara will answer later by ugyes. That means, if by Ugyas, the first time he's making the Ugyas, that is also. If there was an Ugyas there already, and he wants, and it got stuffed, so that is permitted to dig it up again. So, Sarashi says the same Teretz will say by Ider, so the Keraneire asks, he doesn't understand what Rashi is saying. Our Gemara that differentiated between Chadati and Atiki is speaking about Chalamoid. So Chalamoid is a difference that Chadati is Atirche Yisere, and Atiki is not Atirche Yisere. Masha'en came here, we're speaking about Shvius. We just learned the Gemara now. By Shvius, Tirche does not, Tirche is not a criterion. So, Bezoi, what is Pshat and Rashi? That Kasha the Keren Eire asks. Now let us go back to our Gemara. Rabbi Loza ben Azaria Oimer ein Eisen es Ha'amo Betchile. Rabbi Loza ben Azaria said that one is not permitted to make a canal Sai by Shvius and Sai by Chalamoid. Sai by Chalamoid and Sai by Shvius. So the Gemara says as follows. Bishloime moyed, mishum de katorach, bishloime chalamoyed. So it's a tirche yisere. So one is not permitted to make an amo bitchila. Ela shviyis, my time. Shviyis, why is one also to make an amo? Is pligibo rabbi zeire, rabbi abe barmamo. So it's a machlokes amoiroim, why rabbi Elazar ben Azaria asked b'shviyis. Chad Omar mibnei shenire keoider, v'chad Omar mibnei shemachshir agapeho lizriya. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says mibnei shenire keoider. It looks like he's plowing litzoyrech shviyis. Sharei choifer keoider. When one is digging, he's digging the canal, but choifer is keoider. It looks like he is plowing. And the other one said, "Mineshe machshir agapeh lizriya, kshechoyfer ha'amo." When he digs out this canal, "Umeiniach ha'ofor sheba'amo al spasa amo." So the dirt he has dug out, he puts on the sides of the amo. Now you have here loose dirt over here. Misaken agapeo lizriya. So this dirt that is put on the sides of the amo, this is misukindike dirt, that this is soft, and this is usable for zriya. The ovid lo ara rechicha, he made it soft earth. The Rabbeinu Chananel says, mipnei shemach shagapeo lizriya kloima. given shechayfa, since he's digging, nimtza kechayresh beemtza, it looks just like he's plowing in the middle, umachshir hatstadim lezriya, that means whenever one plows, one does like this, that the soft earth gets pushed away on both sides, and then it looks like he's doing that. So either it looks like he's a chayresh, or he's machshir agapel lezriya. Before we go further, let us see Taisvis. V'niris charisha mamish. It looks like it's mamish acharisha. Shesburim horoyim, that those who see, shalakach miskavet, that that's his purpose. He's doing it, he's making piles of soft dirt, that he should be able to be zereya. Inami choshev lei avoides karka mamish. Then Taisus wants to say, could be it is not Taisus that people shesvurim or royim shelakach miskavet. That means, why do you need royim? He's doing this pepoyel. Inami choshev lei avoides karka mamish. He's making soft earth roi lezri. Va'af al gav she'enei miskaven lekach, miyu melochi. So this is a meloche. This is mamish meleches charishe. Va'af al gav da'oma rab shimin dovo she'enei miskaven mutter. But he's not mechaven at all to do this. So amrinen moide rab shimin besikreishe v'lo yomus. The Rabbonon Sovri, and the Rabbonon who are Chilek, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and the Rabbonon hold that b'shviyis it is permissible, so it's given by Yedei Shinui Ovidlei, since this is not done the normal way one is Chayfer, Lav Melochehu Umuter Deloy Shmei Charishe. So it doesn't have a shame Charishe, because this is not done the way it is normally done. I saw in Matzeves Moshe, we see Taisvis is mentioning a lot of svaris over here. First Taisvis wants to say that shesvurim haroyim shelakach miskavet. That, so Tosis means to say, Tosis in the first Mahalach held, that if he's talking not mechaven, to be machshel d'agape lezriye, so it's ichamuta. No, here, people will think he's mechaven to be machshel agape lezriye. That's the first Mahalach in Tosis. Then Tosis falls off from that, and Tosis says, not people will be choishet his mechaven agapi lezriye, nor he has a din mechaven, since by doing what he's doing it's a psikreishet that agape will be chozi lezriye. So that's called a meloche it's a meloche mamish. Inami choshev le'avoides karka mamish, he's machsher da'agape lezriyetz. Avoides karka, filo, he's not mechaven, it's a psikreshe. So the Matzeves Moshe wants to say as follows. The first mahalach of Tosfos, he says, is speaking about, if Chazal asa, he brings this techem, it speaks about a Chazal asa something that you can be done lekav schus. That means from the first Malach and Taisus, why he says the whole Iser is because people will think he's Mechavon Lazriya. Man, shame Yishamayim, will be able to follow him with Tzedek Tishpet HaMisechach. Man, could be I'm doing it for, I'm really making a canal, that's what I'm really doing, so why do you have, but you'll think I'm doing something else, and that's why Chazal asked it. I mean, Fakert, why should Chazal ask me to make the canal which is in Yesod and Mutter B'Shviz? Because you'll be down me Lekav Choyv. So that's why the first teretz of Tosfos is not too poshut. That was the first teretz of Tosfos. Then Tosfos forkert held that could be Chazal would never aser because if the whole Easter is only when I'm a mechaven to be marsher at Lizriya, then it's also, so why should they ask? So why should people think I'm a mechaven? So Tosfos says, no, he has a din mechaven. A filibo pele is not mechaven, it's a psikreisha. So a psikreisha is a din of a mechaven. What's the svar of the Chachamim? The Chachamim hold that since it's ayidei shinoi, so it's not a maloche, umut deloy shmei charisha. So he wants to explain there's a machloikis, the Trumas Hadeshin and the Mogen Avrom by an iser derabonon. There is a psikreisha, is it also or muta? The Trumas Hadeshin is matter, and the Mogen Avrom asers. And Isser the Rabbonon is an enim miskaven and it's a psikreisha. Is it ot also or muta? Trumas Hadeshin is matter and the Mogen Avrom asers. So he wants to say, could be that was the machloikis, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and the Chachomim. Tosfos explains the Chachomim. The Chachomim holds, it's done with a shini. It's not a maloche. Given a day shini of it, like one. When one is machshir the earth, lizriye, he doesn't do it this way. The zikher hashinui is lav maloche, umuta, the loish mecherish. It's not called plowing over here. Even though perhaps the results are equal, but this is not the way it is normally done. So it's a Rabbonim. Now, but let's just understand one thing. The Rabbonim were only matter to make a canal. I mean, he's zicher not mechaven to make a charisha. If mechaven to make a charisha, ayidei shini would zicher be also mid the Rabbonim. No, pshat is an ene mechaven. So he's an ene mechaven, but it's a psikreisha. So he wants to say, could be this is the machloikis, the chachomim and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Chachamim hold like the Trumas Hadeshim, that a psikreisha by Nisar Darabonon, we don't say he has a din mechaven, but he wasn't mechaven. So by Nisar Darabonon, they were mekel. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah held like the Mogen Avrom. So even though it's also made that there's a shini over here, there's not a malocha di yaraise, but al koponim, since ayidei shini is also midarabonon, so even though he's an ainah mechavin, but a psikreisha gives him a din of a mechavin. That's how the Matzeves Moshe wants to explain this Tosfos. Al koponim, we have here two mahalchim in of Amiroim, Rab Zeir and Rab Abba Bar Mamul, to explain what Rab Elazar ben Azariah held. Rab Elazar ben Azariah held al tznire ka'oider, or minei shamachsher agafel lezriyeh. As the problem, the mokim he is digging, so it looks like he's an oider, was the problem on the offal which piles up on the sides of the canal. Is that the problem? What is the problem? That's what bimokim achfira or bimokim shebetzidei achfira. That's the machlokes. So the Gemara says, "My binai, what's the difference if the iser is nire ka'oider or machsher agapel ezriye? Ike binayu de ka'osi maya basrei. That means as soon as they'll start digging this canal, there's a source of water that is already here that's oimet to fill it up. No, Kozman, there was no canal, so it didn't go here. It went to other places. But the minute he lowers the level of the skark and makes a canal, the water comes in. The ka'osi ma'ye basrei. Man the oma mimnei shemachsher agape lizriyes. According to the man the oma that says the problem is not the mokei machvira. The problem is the earth which is on the sides of the chavvire, so iker will still be yosa. Uman the yomim nation yireka oider, but according to the man the yomar that says it looks like he's plowing the mokim achvire alone, is nireka oider is leka. So then it won't be yosa. Because once he's klar, he's not plowing, the water comes in, so we see he's making a canal. So the Gemara, that's what the Gemara wants to say. So the Gemara asks, "Laman da oma mimnei shenire ka'oida." According to the Mandiyama that says it's nirekaida. So you say as long as water comes in right away, so it's not nirekaida. Obaleches bimnei shemachsher agapel ezri. Why on yuchayish, this is also a cheshbin, that the offal which accumulates on the sides of the canal, so that's looks like he's making soft offal that is roi to plant in it. So why isn't it also out there? So the Gemara says, you're right. I mean, you're 100% right, that is zicha a reason to asa. Shemashe agapel ezriyeh. Aleika binayu, the koshokul minei, the nafkemina will be, when he starts digging this canal, so he takes the earth, vishodi levaroi, and he doesn't pile it up next to the canal, so you have the piles of earth which are roi lezriyeh. No, he, when he digs, he throws it far away, so you don't have marsher agape lezriyeh. So that's what we're speaking about. Is leman da'or mebnei shemachsher agape lezriyeh leke. There's no agape. There's no walls of soft earth which is roi lezriyeh. Leman da'or mebnei shenire ka'ida. Now we're going about that there's no water entering it. We want to explain the machlokes and afkamine. Leman da'or mebnei shenire ka'ida ike. So al kaponim it's nire ka'ida. So now the Gemara held that each svara is a true svara. The zicher a svara lesser mnei shenire kaida, and there's a svara lesser alts marsher agape lezriyeh. So therefore the Gemara asks, so leman di yomar mnei shemarsher agape lezriyeh, leichesh mnei shenire kaida. Why aren't we chayish of the nire kaida? So the Gemara answers, Oider nami ki koshokil beduchte monachle. When a person is plowing in one place, so the earth that is taken from there is not thrown away someplace else. When one is oider, when one is plowing, the earth remains bimkaimai. So memele, so therefore it's not nire koider, since it's speaking about Shodi Avroi, since it's speaking about that he threw the earth far away. So this is the machloikis lefiya emes between Rab Zeir and Rabbi Abba Ba'amom. The machloikis is, this is how the Keren Eir explains it, that if it's Shodi Avroi, so one man the Yama holds, so there's nothing what to worry about. There is no Machshir Agape Lizriyeh, and there's no nire ka'oida. It means that is why the Kerner says he mentioned machsher agape lezriyeh. That means if right next to the canal you have piles of soft earth, so memele, then be'emison, there's two reasons why we should ask her. One reason is because it's machsher agape lezriyeh, and reason number two, it's nire ka'oida. So therefore, and that's true. But what will be if it's Shodi Avroi, if the earth that he takes out from this canal, he throws it far away? So there's nothing, there's no Marshir Agape Lezriyeh, and there's no Nire Kaida. And the Chaylik holds that is true, there's no Marshir Agape Lezriyeh, but there still is a Nire Kaida. Ameimer masni lo mibnei shenire ka'ida. Ameimer learned a baraisa that Rabbi Leza ben Azariah said klo, that the reason he asked to dig an amo bitchile in shviyis is mnei shenire ka'ida. And therefore, v'kashe lei d'Rabbi Leza ben Azariah ad Rabbi Leza ben Azariah. He had a stire in two Rabbi Lezas. ומי אמר רב אלעזר בן עזריה, כל שנראה כאוידה, אוסר, so it comes out. רב אלעזר בן עזריה holds that when one is digging. So if it looks like he is oider, he's plowing it, even though he throws away the earth, there's no machshir agape lezriye, it is still awesome. Reminu al eska kashem. We learned oise odom as zivloi oitza. We have here a three-way machlokes. Is a person permitted in shviyas to make his field an oitzer for zevul? That means he doesn't want to be mizabel the field. He's not allowed to be mizabel the field in shviyas, but he just wants to make a chelik of the field that this should be a, this should store zevul. So the Tanakhama says, Oisa Odom as Zivlei Oitzer. In Shviyas, he could make his field, Vakelt an Oitzer, to hold Zevel. Rameya Oisa, Rameya Asos. That means Rameya held, the Taisarosh says, Shemelo Yizdamelo Zevel Harbe, Vinimtso Mizabel Oisa. That means if one puts a lot of Zevel, so then it doesn't accomplish. It's not mizabel the karke, and leader gisa, fakel, this is a noitza. He's accumulating the zevel. So, shrameya aser, ad sheyamik shloisha tvochim, unless he'll dig three tvochim in the earth. Bachsameh, one of the mafoshim explains, if you dig three tvochim in the earth, that mokim is not roi to plant anything. If you have any intentions to plant, you'll have to go and fill it back up with earth. Then you can start planting. So the vial, he just made an indentation in the earth of three tvachim, and there's like a boyer, the three tvachim deep, and in this boyer, he's permitted to put zebel, and then it's nikkel klor, that this is not being mizabel the karke, he's storing zebel in this area. Oy, ad sheyagbia gimel tvachim, or he can go and make a mound of gimel tvachim, and he's also permitted to put zevel on top of the mound. And so this already is a heker that he's no intentions of being mizabel the mokim. He only has intentions to store the zevel. Hoya loy dava muet. Now Rameya said another kula. Hoya loy dava muet. Moisef olav oilech. So if there was zevel there before shviyas, so it was already made there as a storage for zevel. So then moisef olav oilech mischatchile to put on the karka in shviyas without. Rameya said that if in Shviyas he's starting to make this Eitzel, so then he has to make sure that it should be Nikar, that he has no intentions of being Mizabel the Kalke. And this is done by either making a Boer Gimel Tvachim deep and storing the Zevel in that Boer, by making a mound Gimel Tvachim deep and by putting the Zevel over that mound. Agav Urche, the Rishonim ask a kasha, how you allowed to make a mound in Shviyas, l'chayre, that's machsher agape lezri, he's taking soft earth, and he's making a mound out of it, so this area alone is machsher agape lezri. So others say the mound is not made out of earth, it's made out of kanim, avonim, branches, but it's tainachanami, you're not allowed to make a mound out of earth, because we have this problem of machsher agape lezri. Aba al kaponim, so let us get back to the kasha of Ameima. So Rameya, we hear there a machlokes if a person bechlal is permitted to make an eitzer of zev. So we have here the Tanakhama said, Oisa Odom as Zivlei Oitzer. Rameya said, no, there's only three cases where this is permissible. Case number one, if he was Mamik Shleishet Fochim. Case number two, he was Magbiya Shleishet Fochim. In case number three, if there was already before Chol HaMoed, before Shviyas, before Shviyas there was already Zevel there before, and now it's adding on to that Zevel, so that's permissible. Rabbi Lozor ben Azariah Oyser, this third kula of Rabbi Meir, that if there was Zevel Ma'at, it's permissible. Rabbi Lozor ben Azariah Oyser, Ache yamik shloisha oi ache yagbia shloisha oi ache yitain al hasela. He puts it on a stone air, the stone, so mamela, there's ichi no chash that people will think he's being mizabel the stone. So we have here a kasha. What is the kasha? That a meimer said that according to Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, the Isser is Nireka Oida, that's the Isser. Nafilu, he showed the Leilev Roy, Afilu, the earth that he accumulates from making this canal, he throws far away, so there's no Marsha Agapi Lazriye, Afal Pikain, but there's a Nireka Oida, Bim Kaime, it looks like he's being Chayrish this area. He's plowing this area. So how could Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah say that, how can Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah say that he's in order to make an Oitzer of Zebel in Shviyas, you have to be Chayfer Gimel Tvachim? How is one permitted to be Chayfer Gimel Tvachim in Shviyas? It's Nirek Oida. Is Rab Zeire v'Rab Aber Bamamo. So the Gemara says this. Two Tirutim and this Kasha. One from Rab Zeire and one from Rab Aber Bamamo. Chad Omar Kegoin Shehemik. That means, it does not mean Rab Meir that Rab Elezer ben Azariah Oyser Ad Sheyamik Shloisha Tvachim. That means, one is not permitted to make an oitzer unless he was mamik shloisha tvachim. Not he was mamik shloisha tvachim in Shviyas. Shviyas is not allowed to be mamik. It's nirika oider. But achiyamik means, that means if he was mamik before Shviyas, so in Shviyas he's allowed to make an oitzer. But the hamoki had to be made before Shviyas, because in Shviyas it's nirika oider. That's one teretz v'chadomar zibulay mechiyach olov. That the nirika oider is when samazay one is oider and nothing happens. Oider eventually will go, maybe water will come into it. But now it's nirika oider. But here, since he put zevel in it, so memele zibulay mechiyach olov, that the kavona was to make an oitzer of zevel. So that takes away the nirika oider. Let us see Rashi. The Ka'osu Maya Basrei, the Chichof, Abama Osu Lauta Mayim, Bahadi Chvir. Man de Yom Neishemach Shagafer Lezriye Ike. Afal Gav Dosi Maya Basrei, Doshoda Are Rechicha Agape Yamo. That means, by the walls of the Yama, there's soft earth, so it's Marsha Agape Lezriye. Uman Yom Neshenire Ka'ida Leka, Da'osi Maya, water's coming. Uba'oida Leka Mayim, if a person is plying, there's no water there. Lekach Le'idomi Lo'ida, so it's not similar to Oida. Ela Lo'ilom, Lo'yosu Maya Basre. It's speaking about that water is not coming. Because everyone holds that there's a iser of marsher agape lezriya. But the ikabamaye, vikabinayu, the shokul, he takes the earth, vishodi lavroi, and he throws it far away. The chofer ba'amo, he digs out the canal, vishodi ofer lavroi rochek me agape yama. He throws the earth far away from the sides of the canal. So the earth on the sides of the canal is not mukhshe lezriya. Ma'an domim neshe nirika oider ike. Doha chafir. It's still nira kaider. Bim kaima, it's nira kaider. And the other madyama says beduchte monachlei vloishada are levroi. Estes, when a person is an oider, he doesn't throw the earth away. Vloi oved ela malache chala. So then a chayrish, that's all he's doing. He's softening the earth. Then the Gemara said, "Ameima masne behed." Yehuda Amar Rabbi Lozer in Oisin as Amo b'Shvis b'nei shenire ka'ida. Oisa Adam. So then the Gemara Ameima asked, "Astira from Rabbi Lozer ben Zayin and Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah." We learned Oisa Adam ziv lo yoitza shemachnis kol ziv nei b'Shvis besode. We're not guys that are people who say he wants to fertilize his field b'shvius. That was the svar of the Tanakam. And Rameir said that she yamik shloishet vochem. And the zevel he puts into this ditch. The vochem hamil said leyovet de lezabel sadeyu b'shvius. But Rameir also said a kulaho yeloi ma'at zevel ba'isei sode. If there was before a little zevel koidim shvius, before shvius was a little zevel, ba'isef olav zevel ba'hoilach b'shvius is permitted to add on to that zevel ba'in tzorich lahamik. Then there was zevel there before, so then it's nika ready that this is l'shem oitzer. Rabbi Elazar ois afilum hoyu shamat zevel koidim shvius lo'isef olav b'shvius. Ad sheyamik shloisha, either will be mamik shloisha, or will be magbir shloisha, sheyitin azevel ala sela shebesod lenira kemezabel. Peheichi shoy Rabbi Loza lachper lahamik b'shviis, how is Rabbi Loza ben Azayim mato? To be mamik b'shviis, vleichayish lenira koidem. So now we hear two terutz. One terutz is kigoin shehemik koidum lachay. Not that he's mamik in shviyas. If he was, he's only permitted ad sheyamik before shviyas. Koidum lachay kloima. Hod omer abiloza ad sheyamik leomer ad sheyamik bishviyas. Ela shahoya omu koidum shviyas. That it was made omu koidum shviyas. And the other man, the omer said, zivloi mechiyach olav kloima. Avogav de mamik bishvis, hun nirik oida vaosa, hochemuto shrei zivloi shemeniach lesham mechiach olav, the zevel that he puts into this ditch is mechivov de loy ovid mishem oida. That it wasn't mishem oida. Let us see Toisvis, zivloi mechiach olav, the leka lemechish loho, demand the chozi achvire. Chozi lei, that's one girs. Chozi lei, lezevel shebechavire. That means one who sees the chvire, he sees the zevel in the chvire. Or the metzavis moishe wants to be girs with the loy. The lekel ameichish lo, demand the chozi achvire loy chozi lei lezevel shebechavire. That means we don't have to be chayish, that's the chiddish. The chiddush is that even though there is a possibility that a person could be watch him digging out the amo and the smoking, and later he'll go away and he won't see him putting in zevel. That's the chiddush that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was not chayish for that. Normally, the people who see the chefira will eventually see the zevel shebe chefira, so they won't be chayish. They won't be chayish at him that nire ka'ida. The Rishash asks a very interesting kasha. He says it's very modern over here. We have here Rab Zeire and Rab Abba Bar Mamel, and they were the ones that were chaylik before, and one said Hastis that it's also Tznire Ka'ida, and one said that it's also because it's Marsha Agape Lizriya. I mean, that's what they had said. So Mamela, so according to one of them, there's no Kasha whatsoever. Because if it's Shodi Lavroi,
So it's not machshir agape lezriyin. It's also not nirik either. So why did both of them give a teretz? I mean, one of them, there's no kasha whatsoever. Well, maybe if the Amema bought the Bereises, and Amela, they were chosen, they saw cloth at the Tamas Altsnirik Aida. Zogt the Gemara weiter. Umesaknin es amikul keles b'moyit. That means that was for sure that one is not permitted to make an amma, a canal in Chalamoyit. Everyone is masking. But if one had a canal and it became mekulkul, so then one is permitted to be misaken it. So zmai mekulkelas. Omer Rabbi Abba shim hoisa amuka tefach. If this canal, we had mentioned before, a canal is called an amo because the dimensions of the canal were 6 tfachim deep and 6 tfachim wide. An amo. So, Omer Rabbi Abba, shim hoiso amuko tefach, what is the din? If it was, now it is, it was once deep, that's a rational answer, it was once deep 6 tfachim. Now it's amuko tefach. It's only deeper tefach. So the din is shim hoiso amuko tefach. So we have a canal. We still have the semblance of some sort of a canal. It's not a canal that is functioning properly. It is stuffed up. But if it is now amuko tefach, mamido al shisha tvochim, so he's permitted to go and redig it to shisha tvochim. Let us see Rashi. Shim hoisa amuka tefach loima. Shul hatchila yisham amas amayim ba shisha tvochim. In the beginning, there was a canal of, that was 6 tvochim deep. Venistemo a tefach. And now it became sosum, there's only an indentation of a tefach. Vachoizu mamido at shisha tvochim. Kloima. So one is permitted to redig the amo and redig the 5 tvachim which became nistam. That means pshat is as follows. That's how that means if it became completely nistam. So other rishonim say so. Then it's kichadati, then it's like one is making a new canal. No, but if with the semblance of the canal is still visible, it's an omuk tefach, so then one is permitted to redig the other 5 tefach. So the Gemara says further, pshite, chatzi tefach al shloisha tefach. We just said over here that one is permitted to dig is 6 times what is left over. That means if it was left over at tefach, one is permitted to dig 6 tefach. So he says, what will be if it's left over a half a tefach? Pshita, chatzi tefach al shloisha tefachim. If there was left over, that means this canal, the chatchile, was a canal that was deep 3 tefach. And now it's only deep a half a tefach. So we have the same ratio. Are you permitted to dig now 6 times what is left over? You're allowed to make now 3 tvochim. So the Gemara says that's poshut, you're not allowed to. Kiven the loy ova mayo loy klumu. Since water does not go through, so therefore it is osa. Now let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says as follows. Chatzi tefach al shloish. Im hoiso betchile Bas Shloisha Tvochim. In the beginning, it was a bas, it was 3 Tvochim deep. Veniste mo ad chatzi tefach. So that's no shaila, the vade ene chayzer v'chayfer oison shnei tvochim umachze. One is not chayfer the 2.5 tvochim. Afogar vave dumye de oisa muke tefach umamida albov tvochim. Pakiven de miikore loy ovri bo mai rashis keros miikore kloima. Vadai ba'amo bas shloisha tvachim loy ovri bo mayo shaper. That means in the beginning it also wasn't functioning properly. Loy kaidem lochein, when it was first dug out, for loy achshav, and now if you'll dig it out three tvachim, it also won't function properly. Havi tilche de loy tzorich. So that means, so this is, since, as we mentioned from the Raivit, that tilche and hefsed and tzorich are weighed, so therefore, this is a tilche de loy tzorich. That means this tilche is not worthwhile for the results that we'll get. To get an inferior canal, so it's not worth to for such a tilche. Other Rishainim learn Pshat, and Rashi Ksaviyat says this Pshat, Nakeris Demikore, Kivin the Loi Ovri Bo Maya. So they learn Pshat, that now since it's only a half a tefach, so it's a water cannot go through on a half a tefach, so it's like one is being Chayfer Mitchile in Chalamoy. That's why it is also. Now the Gemara says further, Tfochayim al Shneim also. What? That's also a portion. That what will be the din if there was previously a boyer of 12 Tfochim, 2 Amas. And now there's left over a Chafira of 2 Tfochim. So that's also Pshat Poshit. So even though also this is, he's just digging 6 times what is left over. Is it's also the katorich tircha yeseira. Since it's a tircha yeseira to dig 12 tvachim, loy, that's also also. What does Rashi say? Tefachayim al shneim also. The lachatchile hoiso shel shneim also. In the beginning, it was a boyer of 12 tvachim. Venistemo ad shnei tvachim, osa lahamik oid ad yut tvachim. You're not allowed to dig now 10 tvachim. Al oisem shneim rishoinim, they mean to dig after you have 2 tvachim dug already, to dug another 10 tvachim. Mishim davetirche yoseire, the kamamik kol kach, ulagbiye kakois agume lamailo mishisha tvachim. Tachsim the Menachem Eshev Nefesh says there are 2 problems over here. One problem is you have so much to dig, you're digging so deep and you have to bend down a lot. So the etzim digging is a tirche yaseir in Chalamoy. And number 2, lagbiye kakois agume, that means when you're going to throw out the earth, so you have, so if you're going to dig deeper than 6 tvachim, so it's a harder job to lift up the dirt over and throw it over the walls, which are 6 tvachim, if you're going to make it a 12 tvachim canal. So that's poshut, that's also awesome. What is the shayle tvachayim al shiva ma'u? But what is the din? That if there were 2 tvachim, that means previously it was 7 tvachim deep. And now there are still 2 tvachim left. So Mamela, how much are you going to dig? You're just going to dig 5 tvachim. Mal. Hocha chamisha kamamik, hocha chamisha kamamik. That means just like when there were 6 tvachim to begin with. And 1 tefach is left over. So that is permissible. That's called mikulkelis. That is, one is permitted to misaknes a mikulkelis. So one is permitted to dig 5 tvachim when 1 tefach is left over. Is ochacham is a memela, so it could be when 2 tvachim are left over, one is also permitted to dig another 5 tvachim. Oy dilme, kiven de ika tefach yeseira, ika tirche 2, since there is a extra tefach, so there is ike tircha 2 teiko. So the Gemara blibes by a teiko. Zogt Rashi, et tfochayim al shiva tvochim, v'nistemo ad shnei tvochim. That means that before
before there was 7 tfachim, and now it became this time till 2 tfachim. Ma'u lahamik oison chamisha shenishtayru. Can you dig now another 5 tfachim? Ocha chamisha kamamik. Just like over here in the case of the Mishnah. Dois amuketefe chamamidal shisho. Lehavi tilchi yiseire lahamik kol kach bekauke. So this also not be a tilchi yiseire. Just one tefe. There's not a tilchi yiseire. I'm just digging 5 tfachim. Or maybe, kiven di ketefach yiseir, as Rashi learns, pshat is really, what are you digging for? You're digging for a extra tefach, and not essential. This tefach is not needed. Even the ketefach yisered leitzorich kol ha-tefach, the sagi bedalit. If you have two tvachim dug already, so all you really need is 4 tvachim. So you're digging an extra tefach, which is perhaps a luxury. And the necessity is not so great. And ikat tircha tvei, and there's a greater tircha. You mean you were digging an extra tefach, which involves shesheicha atzmai bishvileise tefach, and yes, to bend down more in order to dig for that tefach yaisa midai. So a mele, it could be that this is also.